It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's Adam Ash. I'm here a little bit inebriated to talk about October 28th. Hey, listen, it's a serious show. It's a very serious show where we talk about serious things like celebrity birthdays. So here's the thing. When I was in college, I was one of those people that when I got really, like, I drank a lot too much, which was a fair amount. I was very aggressive. I was a very angry youth. You know what I mean? And I don't know why. I mean, I had a pretty, honestly, cushy upbringing. I didn't have much to rebel against, to be all things considered. I mean, yes, I came from a broken home. But, I mean, a lot of people did. And I don't think I had a lot to really get too upset about. I was in college. And a lot of people didn't even have that going for them, you know? So honestly, I didn't have a lot to be pissy about. But I was a really angry youth, you know what I mean? And then I got older, and now that I'm older, I feel like every time I get really, really, really drunk, today's a prime example, I feel like I love everybody, you know, the whole world. It's just great. It's the antithesis of what I previously was, you know? Okay, so anyway, we're going to get into this. Will that be a benefit for Elizabeth Shue? God, Elizabeth Shue, think about what she's given to this world. You know, will that be enough? Who knows? We're going to match her up, 3-2-1 style. Remember, okay, October 6th, the top celebrities from October 6th were as follows: Jeremy Sisto, Amy Jo Johnson, and Elizabeth Shue. Elizabeth Shue. A game of horseshoes. Tennessee. A game of horseshoes. Anyway, we're going to have to, like, compare that, combat that, contrast that against the birthdays from October 28th. And boy, oh boy, I'm looking at it, and it's thick. I'm going to go to page two, because there's, oh my goodness, there's some big names on page two. Let's go to page three. What do we got? Anyone? Oh yeah, there's somebody. Wow. Okay. Page four, maybe. Try it out. See what happens. Is there anyone on page four? It's not looking good. Not looking good for page four. We're going to call it a day at page three. Okay, so honorable mentions. We'll start. Honorable mentions. We're going to start on page three. Charlie Daniels. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was looking to make a deal. Charlie Daniels, born on October 28th. That's one. Dennis Franz. Man, who else could make short sleeve shirt and a tie look good? Well, I mean, Dennis Franz didn't even really make it look good. But anyway, he was a guy best known for his role in NYPD Blue as Andy Sipowicz. He was also on Hill Street Blues. You know what? Don't be petty, okay? Don't be shitty like that. Okay, so other honorable mentions. John Romero. You may know him from ID Software, where he developed Quake and Doom and all that shit, right? He threatened to make you his bitch. That was the tagline for Daikatana, which was supposed to be just the best and most baddest assed game ever. John Romero will make you his bitch. That was the entirety of the advertising campaign for Daikatana. Daikatana eventually hit development hell, and by the time it was released, nobody cared about it, and it actually didn't look all that good anymore. So it was generally speaking a huge failure. Other honorable mentions: Annie Potts. That's right, she was one of the designing women, but she was also in Ghostbusters, right? She played Janine in Ghostbusters. Annie Potts, born October 28th. Man, are these the top hits? No, they're not. They're not even the top hits. We got a lot more to go through. What about Daphne Zuniga, right? She was on, I believe she was on Beverly Hills 90210 or something like that. Melrose Place, that's the one. She was on Melrose Place. Well, that's not where I know her from. I know her, of course, from Spaceballs. Spaceballs the movie as Princess Vespa, daughter to King Roland. You know, she was pretty good in that. She got shot in the hair and then she pulled out a gun and went Rambo style. She was pretty badass. Daphne Zuniga, born October 28th. God, are there more names? Are there more honorable mention names? You know what? You know what? There are. Because we haven't even gotten to page one. We're still on page two, and guess who I'm going to throw at you? Andy Richter. That's right. From Andy Saves the Universe, but also the sidekick, you know, for Conan O'Brien for so many years. For so very many years. Listen, there's so many honorable mentions I could throw at you right now. I'm just going to hit the hot hits, the top hits. Brad Paisley, Ben Harper, Bruce Jenner, Matt Smith, one of the doctors, Lauren Hawley. All born on October 28th. All right, so now you know a little bit. Now you know a little bit about this day in history. And let's get into the 3-2-1, right? Number three, Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean is, in his own right, a pretty notable singer these days. But, I mean, before he was known in his own right, he was known for being a ghostwriter for different singers, right? The Biebs, Brandy, John Legend, Beyonce, okay? He did songs for all those people, right? And more. Probably. Gosh, who knows? I'm not exactly close on Frank Ocean's career. Frank Ocean, I appreciate just because his name's Frank Ocean, honestly. I don't really know a lot of his music. I know Billy Ocean. So I assume it's very similar, right? Anyway, he's a big name. I've heard of him. I'm not great on modern music, and I'm not going to pretend I am. Number two is Joaquin Phoenix. What an actor that Joaquin Phoenix. I swear, goodness gracious. He's all over the place, isn't he? He's one of those actors that you don't know if he's just a really great actor or if he's just fucking with you at any given moment. Okay, there's a handful of movies that I've seen Joaquin in that I thought were just straight up crazy. Right, Clay Pigeons. If you've never seen Clay Pigeons, which is Joaquin and Vince Vaughn and Janine Garofalo, you gotta go watch that, right? Because it's about a dude that like becomes best friends with a serial killer, but then is he the serial killer? Who's this real serial killer? It's crazy. Okay, it's not a great movie, but it's pretty fun to watch. 8mm, good. Okay, think about Gladiator. Gladiator was great. Gladiator was awesome. Ugh, so good. Buffalo Soldiers? Man, pretty good stuff. Did you watch Signs? Did you watch Signs? Did you ever feel the need to swing away? Man, if you watched Signs and you didn't feel the need to swing away, that was on you. Because Joaquin fucking sold that. And of course, Walk the Line. How are you going to not talk about Walk the Line, right? Here's Johnny Cash. Great, great stuff. I had to cut out. There was a 5-minute diatribe I just cut out. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't do this often. But I went on a 5-minute diatribe about the fact that Foo Fighters was a better band than Nirvana. And I still believe that. In my heart, I believe that. But you don't need to hear that. That's not the point of the day's celebrity birthdays. It's about Joaquin. And I don't want it to be overshadowed by Foo Fighters. So we're going to stick to Joaquin. Anyway, Joaquin Phoenix, born October 28th. Let's go to number one. Number one is, God, for the longest time, if you talked about the number one best selling, best paid, biggest box office draw of any actress on the face of the earth, there was one name and it was Julia Fiona Roberts, born October 28th. You know, she might still be that name. I don't know. I don't know where she is these days. I mean, she still does movies, of course. You can't be Julia Roberts and not do movies. She doesn't know what to do else. What else is she going to do? Ever since Mystic Pizza, she's had no choice. She's been trapped in almost 30 years of limbo at this point. How do you do anything besides movies if you're Julia Roberts? You can't. Let's run through the names. Steel Magnolias. Ocean's 11. Mona Lisa Smile. Eat, Pray, Love. My Best Friend's Wedding. Hook. Pretty Woman. Runaway Bride. There's so many things I could throw at you right now with Julia Roberts' name on it. Julia Roberts single-handedly sold our souls. There it is. Julia Roberts single-handedly sold our souls a bill of goods. Consistently throughout the 90s and early 2000s, when you saw Julia's name on a film, you just knew it had heart. A certain down-home country charm. You know what I mean? She's a simple Georgia girl. But you trusted that she had just some understanding about life and about truth that the rest of us just don't get naturally. She was our barometer for a whole myriad of emotions. And she still is. Julia Roberts, born October 28th, a national treasure, perhaps unparalleled in her work, in her resume. Who's going to stand next to Julia Roberts? Who's going to rate their resume against Julia Roberts? Not a lot of people, okay? So do we want to do the 3-2-1? Do we need to do the 3-2-1? Remember, October 6th is basically bringing Elizabeth Shue to the game. You can love Elizabeth Shue as much as you want, but stick her across the aisle from Julia Roberts and her name shifts from Elizabeth Shue to Elizabeth Who? 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 Not Julia fucking Roberts. That's who. So, I mean, listen, I appreciate the October 6th crew. I wish them the best. I hope, I solemnly hope that in the next 3 days you manage to jump off of this chopping block that you found yourselves in for so long. But come on now, it's not going to be today. Against Julia Roberts? No. We know this wasn't going to happen. But that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You know what? You're just a day. And, you know, by all evidence, perhaps the worst day for celebrity birthdays in October. But, you know, we got a few days left to find that out. Okay? So maybe things can turn around with you. I don't know. But until then, I hope everybody joins me back here next time, tomorrow, on This Day is History. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.